علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are talking about the topic of a guide to managers, where inshallah we are trying to extract certain statements from Imam Ali alayhi salam's Nahjul Balagha, which has certain aspects of how managers can lead their lives in a way that can help them in managing in a good way. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أحيي قلبك بالموعظة, that, O Hassan, give life to your heart through preaching and advice. Of course, here Imam is referring to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, but it can be referring to any kind of manager who manages issues and affairs in the society. And here, Imam Ali alayhi salam tells him that give life to your heart through advice, through preaching. And we say that, of course, one of those preachers is the preacher within you, that through that preacher within you can enliven your heart, inshallah. We shall discuss other dimensions of this in the coming segment.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the different forms of advice that Imam Ali alayhi salam gives to the managers. And one of them is that he says that enliven your heart through preaching. Now, we discussed about the external preacher who, if he's a pious, great personality, whose heart is pure and is spiritually connected, he can enliven your heart, can purify your heart and cause an upheaval within, just like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned to be a purifier of the heart. Wa yuzakkihim, he purifies their hearts. You see, that is one aspect of maw'idha, one aspect of preaching. The other way you can preach that your heart can receive that preaching and advice and therefore become alive is the preacher within that we talked about last time, and we talked about the importance of muhasaba and accounting. Another aspect of seeking advice that can awaken the heart is through reading. Okay, so of course the peak of all of these maw'idha is the Quran itself. One of the names of the Quran of the Holy Quran is maw'idha. You see? And there are various verses of the Quran that refer to the Quran itself as maw'idha, as an advice, as a preaching, you see? And why not? Because of the beautiful verses that are there that really are a reminder for the heart, the purpose of life, the reality of this existence, the future and what will happen to you. You know, it talks about the effects of different actions of people, about things that happen in the past and how we can avoid the mistakes that the people of the past made, and so many other things about the realities of this universe and different aspects of what Allah has created, about heaven and hell, about the hereafter. You know, you look at the Quran, has got all of these beautiful things. It's like a garden that has all different kinds of flowers and different kinds of fruits, you know. It's just amazing. And those people who try to tarnish the image of Quran, as you've seen, for example, in certain countries in the Western world, especially in Europe that you see right now, certain countries that unfortunately, they allow the defamation of the Quran. They don't know what they're doing. And of course, the effects of these actions will get hold of them, and they'll be in trouble for what they're doing. And we pray to Allah that those who are making these mistakes be guided. And if they're not able to be guided, then a very bad result will be facing them, inshallah.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, so we said one of the aspects of seeking advice and accepting advice by the heart is through reading. And we said the peak of it is in the Quran itself. But not only that, not only the Quran, but through the different books that are there of advice from scholars, from the different riwayat that we have from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that are there in Usulul Kafi and other books of riwayat and hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they can have a powerful impact. And also by reading the life histories of great personalities, reading history itself, you know, and seeing how different societies, you know, they faced because of performing certain actions, they got certain results. This itself is a type of maw'idha. So, if a manager is like that, if a manager seeks advice from different sectors of the society, from the leaders, from himself, from within himself, from books, from history, then imagine how powerful that manager can become. Because now he has the source, he has the humility that allows him to receive guidance from different sources, and of course from the right sources, and focus them in a specific direction. And of course, certain events that happen in our lives are also a form of advice. For example, Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Kafa bil mawti wa'idhan," that death in itself is enough as an advisor. So when you see, for example, people dying, your friends dying, or someone close to you dying, or you witness the death of someone, whoever, you know, wherever you might witness a death, that death itself is the greatest of advices for people, is a preacher in itself. And of course, this is a dimension in its own, and it will take a lot of time if we go into this discussion about death, but in itself, if a person has a positive input, a positive outlook about life, and interprets these events in a positive way, then they can really enliven his heart. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه.
هذا علي سيد فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه